The Chemical Reporter.
Hi everyone, it's me, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. In summer, there's nothing more delicious than a hot fudge sundae with a huge mound of whipped cream on top. And whipped cream can also turn a simple piece of pie into a work of art. It certainly inspired Cord from Wiesbaden in Germany to ask this question. He wants to know, why does cream turn to whipped cream when you whip it? If you don't keep shaking a container of unhomogenized milk, then the thicker, fatty portions of it separate and float to the top. This is liquid cream, which can be ladled off and beaten to produce a stiff foam, whipped cream. Cream is also the raw material that is processed to make butter and many kinds of cheese. It's mostly made up of lipids, water, and milk proteins. Let's pour off some of this rich dairy product and whip a little of it. Yep. The liquid cream slowly turns into a foamy, creamy mass of scrumptious white. But what exactly is happening in chemical terms? Well, the protein molecules in the cream completely surround tiny individual droplets of milk lipids, allowing the fat to disperse throughout the liquid and not float to the top and form a film. Chemists call mixtures like this oil-in-water emulsions. When you whip the liquid cream with a mixer, then you blend countless tiny pockets of air into it, and in the process, set a chemical reaction in motion. The antenna-like protein molecules that cover the spherical surface of the lipid droplets start to stick to the bubbles of air. As more and more air bubbles are blended in, it creates a delicate three-dimensional net full of trapped air. When you whip liquid cream, you double its volume. Every bubble of air that gets mixed in is ensheathed in a coating of lipid droplets, which stabilizes the entire construct in the liquid matrix. The cream stiffens and grows. For liquid cream to whip properly, it has to have a fat content of at least 30%. And it also has to be well chilled. In summer, when the weather turns hot and muggy and the cream and mixer are warm, the cream can turn into butter by mistake because the fats separate from the water and clump up. The same thing happens if you whip cream too long or too hard. So, enough talking. I'd better try out my cream before it turns into butter. Yummy. The creme de la creme. Well, since you aren't supposed to speak with your mouth full, I'd better say goodbye. See you next week. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.